Thanks for coming for my last lecture. And so today, of course, I continue what I was talking yesterday, which is the confinement and the one-form symmetry. Then after finishing it, I, as planned, will talk about the very recent developments about the non-invertible chiral symmetry. Okay, so that's today's plan. Please stop me when I'm overrunning, but I will have until noon, I guess. Okay. So what we were talking, so we are talking about this configuration that we have a reason line stretching, say, x-axis, and we sandwich it or link with it with this one-form symmetry. So this is one-form symmetry operator. This is Wilson line, and okay, and from this configuration, we want to relate the confinement or deconfinement phase and one form symmetry, and a spontaneous symmetry breaking of it. Okay, so if deconfined. Then this the Wilson line in x-axis, I put here tilde to absorb this perimeter dependence by via the local term. Okay, so this w tilde is w times some tune coefficient times this length, and I again emphasize that this thing, the parameter is a local counter term. It's not okay. So I mean it only depends on gamma. Okay. And so that's going to be important in the area law case. Okay, so then in this case, because we absorb the parameter dependence by tuned counter term, this W tilde is non-zero. And combine this fact and this W is charged in choosing appropriate representation and G, the element of the center. If you can find such pair of G and R, you can show this is as much like the zero symmetry case that for some G. This acting on zero is not equal to zero. So, I mean, this zero is some fixed vacuum that you pick on the flat space. And this is we interpret this as a one-form symmetry. Spontaneous symmetry, spontaneous symmetry breaking. Okay, so what is the example of deconfined phase, and so for Jan Mills, the non-abelian gauge theory, we believe it's confined, so it's not the case. But there is a more obvious theory, which is Maxwell. Okay, so in Maxwell theory, We know that the potential is like Coulomb law. So it's in particular goes to zero, so it's a perimeter row. And it's deconfined. Okay, so the Maxwell theory, the quantum electrodynamics, is a case where it's in deconfined phase. Okay. And in this case, of course, the electric one form is its center of U1, which is U1 itself. Okay, so it's continuous one form breaking. Okay, and in for zero form case, we learn that if zero form continuous symmetry is broken, you get gapless number Gauss boson mode. Okay, and here in this area, the continuous U1 one form symmetry is broken. By an analogy, we would expect some gapless mode associated to this spontaneous symmetry breaking. And what is it? It is a photon itself is as number Goldstone boson. Yes. So, before the paper by Gayato, Kapustin, Zabuk, Viret, people, from I don't know, very old times, people have been talking that photon should be able to understood as some kind of number Gaussian boson, but they formulate in this way and very precisely make this claim concrete or precise. Okay. Yes. Oh, so good question. I think in the conformal theory, in conformal theory, it's deconfined, at least in the case of n equals 4 supermills, like that. And, as Clay was saying yesterday, just by saying that the area is not conformal. And, so in that case, yes. Yes. So probably he is asking that in n equals 4 supermills for its deconfined phase, and in that case this is Mahmoud symmetry is discrete, so what happens? Both in that case and also the high temperature in ordinary YAMLs, still the discrete Mahmoud symmetry is broken, but what happens is that is matched by still this gapless mode. Okay, for the zero form symmetry case also, that if discrete zero form symmetry is broken, what happens is either in many cases you see the multiple vacua, but it might be just matched by this gapless mode. That's also possible. Yes, so that's the answer. So also in the high temp, yeah, because for Tsubame is in a high temperature, the discrete one form symmetry is also matched by gluons. Yes. It's confined, and
Can you
it's
repeat the question?
very good point. So, yep. Thanks for pointing out. So it's also related to the question of whether there is whether there is a finer scaling than perimeter area, and I think that's one example. Yeah, so the question was that so in 2% D Maxwell, this is log, and what do we make of it? And yes, it's we consider it is confined from because this log already cannot be absorbed by local contour term, and therefore the we can find some infinitely stretched Wilson line that have a non-zero depth. So that indicates that as I'm going to say, that one-hole symmetry is not broken. Well, this is log is still divergent, and this is convergent. Yes.
In the Maxwell case in 4D, we have also the magnetic symmetry, which I think is still still broken. And so why we have just one photon, not
Good
two
question.
two
Good
photons?
question. So it's a very good question. So if here question was that here I concentrate on electric Wolfram symmetry, but there also is a magnetic Wolfram symmetry, and there's a U1. And so in every U, so in every extension of now Goldstone theorem. Might imply that you would get should get the two photons, not one photon from the Maxwell theory, and that's too naive extension, and actually the spontaneous symmetry breaking of both is matched by single photon degrees of freedom. Yeah, so. Yeah, for that I'd say that the Goldstone theorem for zero form symmetry, I mean I should say zero form symmetry in relativistic theory, is very special that you can just count the number of scalars from the broken generators. That's not always true, like in this case that then you only have an inequality. And also it's also known that in non-relativistic theory, then even for zero-form symmetry, the number of broken generators and the number of gapless modes doesn't match. Okay. Yes. So Q.
Yeah, so my question is, we've been considering the electric gauge charges in the Maxwell case to have infinite mass. So then I guess I have a physical question. Like obviously there are electric charges in our universe, So they don't have infinite mass, but we still see massless photons. So it seems like even if the one form symmetry here isn't exact, there are still gapless bosons, the Gate-Stone, the Goldstone bosons.
So the question was that these missing. Your question was that these Wolfram symmetries are probably broken, and still we think there is a massless photon. Yes. What is the answer? Electron. The existence of electron only breaks one of them. Still there's a magnetic muon. So as long as we are doing something that not independent. I mean, as long as we can ignore the magnetic monopole that might exist, but we haven't observed. So then, still this should protect the photon to get massive. Yes, that's also true. Yes. So of course below electron. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Above the monopole scale, that he assumed that the Dirac monopole is coming from, say, as a fifth Polyakov monopole in some non-abelian gauge theory. Then above that scale, you have to talking about that non-abelian gauge theory, not photons. Okay, so yes, I just only talking about the confined case, so let me briefly talk about the confined case. So, okay, so confined case, I said that dW is area, okay? And area is not a local, okay? This is gamma, but this is area of the like sigma, partial sigma is gamma, and this is not local, so there's no way to modify W to cancel. You have some coefficient C, but whatever the coefficient is, if it's non-zero, then there's no hope to absorb this kind of contribution by a counter term. Okay, so then we can it's that so no no local counter term. To cancel. So we just put this Wilson line as it is, and it's zero. Okay. That's well from the procedure that first we put this rectangular thing and take a limit. And the area diverges, so this goes zero. This goes zero, and on the other hand, we think that first, if we think first the segment pull this segment apart, then we think this as like x-axis. This probability and this area diverges, so this is zero. So this W the infinitely stretching W annihilates the vacuum. Okay, so this is charged under the Von-Hohm symmetry, and that such operator annihilates the vacuum, which means that Von-Hohm preservation. Okay. Let me summarize. So, okay. So, and so we are talking about two types of phases. One is the confined or screen, and the other is confinement. And here the Wilson line in the deconfined phase is parameter log. Here it's area. Okay. And this correspondence is, of course, is very old. I actually don't know who I should give a credit, but they're very old. But this part is by this 2014 paper. And here, the parameter law means that Von-Hohm symmetry, spontaneous symmetry breaking. And here, the preserve. Now, this is a bit strange thing here, I'd say, because maybe here. Usually, so what we expect for pure MLs is that if you take temperature at zero temperature, we expect that it is confined. Of course, I cannot prove, otherwise I'm rich. But we expect that, and in high up temperature or energy scale, typically we call it some lambda QCD something. There is a deconfinement. Okay. And here should be the sharp phase transition. I mean in pure Young Mills case. In actual QCD here. Sorry, so not to confuse you. I erase QCD. So in pure Young Mills, there should be a sharp phase transition from confinement to deconfinement. Okay, because this is now characterized by Von-Hohm symmetry, and so it becomes. Here, the phase transit from the preserved phase to spontaneously broken phase. So there should be a sharp phase transition for pure Young Mills. For the actual QCD, this scale is that the lambda QCD is higher than the cloak masses. So then in this scale, we can use this pure Young Mills description. So in the actual QCD, the phase transition wouldn't be sharp. Okay, but if cloak were massive enough, very massive, then the transition should be sharp. And the strange thing, I haven't said strange thing. Strange thing is that so here, it's spontaneous symmetry breaking, and here preserved. So in low temperature, in low temperature the symmetry is preserved, and high temperature it's broken. It's completely opposite from the from the intuition we have for zero point symmetry. Okay, in zero point symmetry, in high temperature you're in the disorder phase. There, it's disordered. So, in the back, yeah, you don't expect the spontaneous symmetry breaking, but then you cool down, it can get ordered, where you observe the spontaneous symmetry break. Here, the situation is completely opposite, and I honestly did not have good intuition about why this should be the case. Okay. So, yes, I've already said, but one remark is that if you consider gauge theory with matter, some psi, let's say, so like the QCD, then this electric one form is in the pure young males is explicitly broken. For pure young males, you have just a center, but it's broken to the ones preserve this matter. Okay. So like if your gauge group is SU2 and you have fundamental matter, SUN and fundamental matter, then the electric symmetry is gone. But if your matter is in adjoint, then by def, this is preserved. So it doesn't. Electric symmetry, symmetry is not broken. Yeah. Yes. So whether you have sharp phase transition here or not also depends on what kinds of matter you have. Okay. Oh, to see this. Sorry about that. To see this breaking, that the point is that we have Wilson line here, but if this R is the same as the representation that this matter resides, then you can put like you can terminate Wilson line ending on this matter field. Okay, and the whole configuration is if the psi is in the same representation, so the whole configuration is gauge invariant, and now you consider the symmetry operator. Okay, but if such topological operator exists, instead of shrinking this topological operator towards the Wilson line, we can just slide and here and contract, and we get trivia. So such topological operator this particular reason line cannot be charged under such topological operator, and that indicates that this breaking pattern. Okay. So then I give you an exercise. So, well, we already talked a bit about this, but for the zero form ZM symmetry, this is spontaneous symmetry breaking and gapped, I mean, if there's no massless field that is acted by this ZM symmetry, then what we expect. So instead of the Goldstone theorem, what we expect that we expect and vacua. Okay, so then okay, so what is the question is what is the analog of this statement? For the ZM one form symmetry. Maybe in the dance notation BZM symmetry. This is a question. And to be concrete, it's a hint. Is that to consider a concrete theory that realizes this situation. So consider U1 gauge theory with charge Q scalar field. So Q N, yes. Well, sorry, I didn't say. Okay, so then find. So first, what is, well, it's immediate from what I've said, but what is the one-form symmetry? Electric. Symmetry, find it out, and then find a phase by, well, covered it, where it's gapped, and the electric one-form symmetry. Broken. Okay, you have to gap it. Then observe. I mean, then what is the ion theory? Okay. This is a particular example, but that will tell you that universally what should happen in such case of the gap spontaneous dropping phase of one-form symmetry, discrete one-form symmetry. I think in dance notation, this is the classifying space of this is B to Zn. I think that's the dance notation. Am I right? Yep. Okay, so I have 20 minutes, am I right? And so, well, I changed the topic. Is there any question? Okay, so in the rest, I quickly go through the non-invertible symmetry stuff. Okay. So here, I talk about one particular example, which is 4D, 3 plus 1 dimensional QED. But here I talk about the massless case. Okay. So that is U1 gauge theory. With massless electron psi, and this psi is a Dirac Hermian, which decomposes into the Dirac Hermians, left and right moving, chiralistic, and Yes. Okay. With, I mean, of course, charge one. Okay. Okay, so this is simple enough. And so this theory have a classical chiral symmetry. Which is just rotate, say, right-handed part by some phase. And you don't touch the left-handed ones. Okay. Here, of course, alpha is x, y, and r over z, or u1. So the Lagrangian have this symmetry. Now there's a very famous and very old story about ABJ anomaly that is okay. Found by Adler, Bell, Jacob, and that is this classical symmetry is not preserved in the quantum theory in the following sense. So, it's as an operator. This J is a net current. And in Clay's notation, this small j in my lecture is equals to the star j of Clay's. Okay, star is a Hodge star. Okay, and I think I was confused. Yeah, this is the right. I hope this is the right composition. And here, F, large F, is the dynamical U1 field photon. Curvature. Okay. Well, dynamic or electromagnetic field. So in the undergrad's notation, it's B times E. So this comes from the very famous triangle diagram that DJ here, and electron here. Here, this symmetry rotates only the right movers, so only right-handed fermion runs in the loop, and that gives you non-zero contribution here. Okay. So okay, so the textbook says, I think maybe or standard rule is that this chiral symmetry is quantumly broken. Okay, and this breaking is explicit, so it's not spontaneous symmetry breaking by the vacuum, but it's really broken by this process explicitly. And so that's what people say, I think, until last month. Okay, but let's think a bit more about what's wrong with this current. So locally, do I have time? I have 10 minutes. Okay. So locally, this F, we can solve this F squared, but as some total derivative of some form, and that's called Chan-Simons form. Which is just ADA or AF. Okay, but so then locally we can modify this J to J minus whatever coefficient times the Chan-Simons form. Okay, and okay, so if I call this J prime, then DJ prime is preserved. Okay, so it's almost like we can modify the current so that this the symmetry is restored. However, this is just only locally well defined or modification. Okay, so the globally, okay, globally a general U1 bundle. U1 bundle on general manifold, I mean. Has instant number. Which is like F squared sum M, and this is not zero. Okay, so and then if this F squared were globally globally D of something, then this should be zero by Stokes theorem. So for such non-zero instanton sector, you don't expect a global solution to this to this differential equation. Okay, exercise. Find such a configuration. Find a non-zero instanton configuration. For the U1 condo. Okay. So this is really a global issue. So if we consider the separated point like this is separated point correlation function with the DJ inserted and this okay so the path integral includes the sum over the topological U1 bundles and then for each sum we integrate over the U1 connections okay but we can decompose that sum as first as a sum over the instanton numbers so okay so this is this I is the contribution from particular instanton number oh sorry this I define instanton number. And we can further split that this thing is the zero instanton sector and non-zero instanton sector. Now here, this obstruction is zero. So I've said that obstruction to the solution of this equation is the instanton number and so in zero instanton number sector we can solve this and modify and that means that we can say this is zero up to contact the contact term, sorry. And but this is non-zero. That's the situation. Now this decomposition is true for the also for the non-abelian gauge theory, but here for the abelian gauge theory, they on say on R4 or S4 if you take the IR regularization, then the no U1 bundle. Actually, there is only the topologically trivial U1 bundle here. So with I zero. Okay. So on R4 or S4, this as long as only we only care about this correlation function, including local operators, like the selection level. On R4, it is satisfied. Yes, selection level means that if you have some local operators. On R4, and that doesn't saturate the charge under this chiral rotation, then that correlation function vanishes. Okay. And you can show that selection rule using this modified J. Because on R4 there is no such instant number for the U1 bundle, but for non-abelian gauge field, so if the gauge field is non-abelian, then there is a instant, this famous result, there's an instanton even on R4. Okay, so the same thing does not apply for the R4, but instead you have the chiral symmetry violating correlation function coming from instanton sectors, even on R4. Okay, so there's an important distinction between the abelian and non-abelian gauge theory cases. Okay, and I have 5 minutes. So far we are talking about the current, but the theme of this lecture is supposed to be the topological operator. So instead of just current, let's consider the surface. Let's just integrate J over some surface. Sigma is of course the codimension 1, and as I said, from what I said, this is non-topological operator. Okay, and as a modification, we want something like the alpha. This is quote unquote, this is not the right answer, but we need something like this, and this chance time depends on the photon. Here, the alpha is like the angle, which is of course the angle. Now the, of course, the problem here is that this is not globally gauge invariant. Okay, this alpha is whatever some angle. And so it's not perfectly quantized transformations. I just say this R over Z. Well, let me just say this alpha is R. Now. So, by the way, if alpha is in here, let me say that this alpha is just in R. If alpha is in Z, 2 pi Z, then this, let me call this a tilde, D alpha tilde is like it's two pi rotation, so we ignore this and if this is an integer times two pi, and I didn't write some coefficient, but here is coefficient, then this is a correctly quantized chance elements, And this thing is called the, so this thing is invertible. If you regard this A as a background, so this is invertible defect. This is well defined, and this is actually an integer quantum Hall effect. Okay. So if you specialize that alpha in, so if you specialize alpha to be the integer, we get this thing can correctly gives you integer quantum Hall effect. And so if we restrict alpha to be the some rational number times 2 pi, then probably we instead of writing this wrongly quantized Chan-Simon theory, what we can do is of course putting it there, the fractional quantum Hall state. Okay, so alpha is p over q times 2 pi. Okay, then we know that there exists something called the fractional quantum Hall effect. And that can be written as some particular Chan-Simon theory for the I mean the topological order of the TTFT that this FQHE flows to is characterized by the Chan-Simon theory. Okay, and so what we can do instead of writing the wrongly quantized Chan-Simon term is to stack this non-topological operator in only in this case the rational angle. Then we stack this TKFT. So this is on sigma. Sigma is a defect world volume, and on the world volume we stack the TKFT that describing the fractional quantum Hall effect. Okay. And we can show that this is topological. Note that this fractional Hall state couples with the electromagnetism as the real fractional Hall state couples to the real electromagnetism. Okay. Okay. And from the philosophy that I advocated in the first lecture, this means that ABJ anomalous, I would say here the abelian, chiral symmetry is a symmetry. Okay, so. And here the abelian means that the gauge group is abelian. For non-abelian gauge field, there is no easy way to couple, in general, no easy way to couple this fractional Hall state to non-abelian gauge field. Okay. Okay, so I'm running over. I have minus 5 minutes. So, yeah. So, well, to me, this is very big. Something not considered as a symmetry before is from 69, I think, of the paper by ABJ. Now in 2022, we reached to a language that in which we can treat this as a symmetry. And okay, and so I think this is big, but it's not very convincing until we have a striking application, which I do not have yet. And so although so the all the not there are many known result that that can be nicely said in this language of the topological operators, and there's also some bit kind of new observation and contained in both the paper. Oh, by the way, this is said at the same time, almost the same time by the paper by the Ichiro Choi and Hototlam there and Shuyan Shao, and one day after by myself and Clay. Okay, and last month, so this is very new, and both of the papers contains there's some new kind of new insights, I would say, but don't have a very striking application yet. So it's well, I'm seeking for it, but it's also very good if some of you also try. Okay, so I'll stop here and thanks for listening.
Other questions?
Yes.
Sorry. How can you know that for alpha that is not rational, there is no DUFT that you can put to see?
Well, I don't have any such. One thing is that alpha can take any irrational number which is continuous, and I believe that there are only countably many DUFTs, I guess. So the hope is just dense subset. Yeah, you might drop the for usual TKFT, we demand that there are only finitely many anion types. You might drop it and you might allow to have infinitely many anion types, then you might allow some limiting procedure where the alpha becomes irrational, but I'm not really sure. And yeah, and of course this is a bit out of, I mean, if we want to treat this P and Q at once, all at once for any rational angle, then this is not finite, so it's a bit out of the dance framework, and it's a very interesting question to how to treat this stuff in that way, in the analogous way.
Sorry, at the really physical level, what is the intuition why by stacking TVFT on the vector is not a modification of the theory?
Yeah, this thing is only lives inside the defect, and it's like the finding of fractional whole state doesn't are just to rewrite the QED. Finding fractional whole state from experimentally doesn't do anything with what our textbook of QFT says, in the sense. in that sense, it's not modification of the bulk theory.
There's a question in the chat from Yuvin Wang. Can you comment on the case that non-abelian fractional quantum Hall or Sean Simons on the 3D topological defect for the chirosymmetry?
Sorry, would you repeat? I couldn't
really okay. Yes. So can you comment on the case that non-abelian fractional quantum Hall or Sean Simons on the 3D topological defect for the chirosymmetry?
I think the question can be phrased this is not unique choice, can we put other TKFT on here and that's of course we can do, but there's a one non-trivial theorem by Poisson and Hotot and Natizabak that there's a universal part in the TKFT that couples to the electrodynamics, and the other part is always decoupled. So in the sense the only that particular universal part is important as long as you only consider a single defect, and So you can put the non-abelian stuff anyone's there, but that part drops. I mean that part doesn't directly couples to the electrodynamics and dropped from this discussion. Thanks.
Uh-huh. So a question. So what is the charge, the operator for this symmetry?
Oh yeah, so this for this symmetry, no, good question. First this is this part. This part is really just integrating. I erased. Yeah, this part is just integrating a current. So for the local, as long as you consider local operator, this is just a local operator is charged under this symmetry as just a classical. If you just ignore this topological TKFT part and treat it as just a classical symmetry, and that's true in the R4, for example. There's also in the QED, line operator can also is in a sense charged, but in a funny way, we are through this TKFT factor. That's a bit more advanced and expanding either of the papers I mentioned.
Is it correct that the symmetry protects the Fermi mass?
Sorry, yeah. Whether this correct protect the mass? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And if you don't know about the symmetry, there is nothing protecting the Fermi mass, right?
True.
Okay.
Or maybe nothing is too much, but the time reversal. No continuous symmetry like this.
Okay, so if there are no other questions for Kentaro, we can thank him for the series of lectures.